stakeholders in the manufacturing, distribution, and registration of medicines are undergoing a two-day workshop on the revised guidelines for registration of orthodox medicines in Accra. The Acting Deputy Chief Executive in charge of Drug Registration and Inspectorate Division of the Food and Drugs Authority, FDA, Seth Sianike, says the authority is to ensure that medicinal application and registration by players in the industry conforms with the FDA as well as international standards. He added that the revised guidelines will become effective for manufacturers and regulators to find it easy to trade their products on the local as well as international markets.
We are in an international community, and these processes are not cumbersome at all because they are more transparent. It's going to even reduce costs for them because they can file in Ghana, they can file in Nigeria, they can file in other countries. These are harmonized guidelines which the whole world has agreed on. So a manufacturer doesn't have to look for people, assemble them to prepare dosia for separate countries. Using this thing, you can use the same in other countries. In West Africa, we are trying to harmonize our regulatory activities, and registration is one of the key ones. So those in the industry do not see it as cumbersome, rather they see it as a guideline that is more transparent, that bridges the gap between misunderstanding between the regulator and themselves. Within this guideline, there is a country-specific portion because we acknowledge the fact that every country has their peculiarity, but that is also embedded within the guideline. So the peculiarity of Ghana is found in expression within the guideline. So that country-specific aspect is already catered for in the guidelines. So we have started implementing this already in the sense that when our clients come to us, we encourage them, because even this one shortens the registration period, because if you fill this guideline and you fill it very well, it doesn't ask for more requests for information because every so detailed.
Mr. Sianike further warned that the authority will not succumb to manufacturers and pharmaceutical companies who flout the new and revised guidelines.
It is required by law that everybody should register his medicine. If you don't register and then you bring a counterfeit medicine, we have a special department that looks around the market looking for counterfeit medicine. And when you are caught, the law will deal with you appropriately. The advice I have for them is that counterfeit medicine kills. And therefore, let us refrain from trying to promote counterfeit medicine and try to register quality medicines, because the health of our population is very important. For the general public, it is very difficult for you to identify counterfeit medicine. But if you know any product that you use, any medicine that you use, and you think that there's a change in it, that's why you have to look for the fact that there's an expiry date on it. You have to look for the fact that there's a batch manufacturing date on it. Even if there's no manufacturing, there should be an expiry date. So these are the things that you look at. But even for a professional, it's a bit difficult to determine what is counterfeit. But if you are using any medicine and you think that maybe the color or anything has changed, then you can alert the regulatory authority to investigate.